Robotnik will be married to Queen Alina herself. And because I am a kind, generous, and caring tyrant, I will even allow music to be played at this joyous event.
Hello, hi everyone, welcome to another edition of Radio Redux Live. This is Radio Redux Live. Last week was my traditional 1 week of the month off, thus forcing you to sit through a recorded show from so on and so forth, yada yada yada. Lots to talk about compared to previous weeks, mainly because I've been so very, very busy. Sob. So, let's kick things off with the music you were just listening to. If you were listening, you will have heard The Offspring Way Down the Line from Crazy Taxi. Then we had Botnik with their mini boss track. As Redux rightly pointed out in the IRC chat room, the new and improved IRC chat room with added Javanus and woo. Very difficult to quantify woo. Best thing to do is to put it in an empty sugar packet, and then you've got, you know, a specific 1 kilogram, you know, area to work with, and that's a very good, you know, work in progress weight. And yes, as Genex pointed out, that track wasn't on the two-track sampler that was given to the wondrous Dreadnux, the superior T-Bird, and eventually, after, you know, asking for one on about 3 occasions to me, because it was like, ah, you are Dreadnux, here, have this. It's like, ah, you have a hat, here, have this. And who the hell are you? Yes. Anyway, Botnik's dead now. The group's finally kicked the bucket. And, yeah, that track was actually on their MySpace or sub website or something or the other, and I could download it. So, yeah. All the Botnik tracks are now available to download from the Sonic Rex Shadow Depository, incidentally. Those went up earlier this week. So, let's go through the list. List of all the people in the Java IRC chat room. If you're wondering, if you want to get into the new chat room, if you want to get into the new chat room, you need to go to the following place, and that is java.surrealchat.net/chat/SonicStadium. I'm very well aware that Sven's looking like something going on with VLC. Oh well, perhaps some of you can hear me, perhaps some of you can't hear me. Doesn't matter, I can hear me, and you know, as an audience of one. So let's go down the list. So, starting from the bottom, as we always do, Zolif, X7, who's just materialised, Vidjo, who just did an absolutely superb debut show, aided and abetted by the chatterbox that is Elson Darkspeed's Wong. Then we have Erfart Turbo from Turbo Drive Live. Very good show. Watch it on the 80 days that it actually, the 80 days a week that it actually broadcasts. The Psy. Kogan. Tarheel Tim. Staff Soti. SMX Sonic. Shredder Fox 04. Slayer, who is all elite. Roy Raccoon, who's, Raccoon Zoom show is no longer going to be taking place on Sega Sonic Radio. A sad day for Sega Sonic Radio. But on the plus side, guys, look at this. We'll actually have a Sega Sonic Radio site now, at some point. Which, you know, would be, you know, groovy. But, I'm going to miss listening in to, Rory's opinions. Whether or not you agree or disagree with his opinions, they were always very entertaining and, very well thought out. Resident SD, then Logocast, Kitsune, Joe Forever, JJ Forever, Hypersonic, Hawks, Javelsoft, Flyboy, Flyfox Tails, just to confuse matters. Fuha! Dreadnux, The Big C, some geezer, who's on Sega Sonic Radio, Strongbird Rokon Flyby, which I suppose is like, you know, a I suppose it's like some kind of, like a drive-by, but in midair. It's like you're walking down the pavement, and all of a sudden somebody goes past you in some kind of, like, aircraft, opens a door, and goes, ah! With some kind of Uzi, and kills you. Story of my life. MK, Ellison K, Joshua, and Chanbot. Chanbot. Chanbot equals win. Because it did Chanbot. Yes, everyone's now discussing what Kogan's name is being Terasu. A Kogan by any other name is still a Kogan. And also hi to Blake Draco, who's listening in, and Echo Hawk, who's also listening in, and anyone else who's also listening in that isn't in the chat room. If you're in the MIRC chat room, you're going to be a bit lonely, because it's going to be nobody there. But hello to you if you're there as well. So today, what we're going to do? It's been crazy stuff going on. Obviously I wasn't around last week when everyone was talking about Sonic Chronicles coming out. And I think the general feeling is, it's good. At least I hope that's a general feeling that it's good. Everyone's now going to go, oh no, it's awful, or it's fantastic, or it's, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that. I'm going through my second playthrough now. I'm slightly confused, because nobody seems to be levelling up anymore. I got to a stage where it's like one level, and then I can't level anyone up anymore, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. That, but yeah, I'm enjoying it immensely. Answering questions. That's a very good idea. If you have any questions for me, PM them. PM them. Do not start wittering on in the main window, as I won't see them. It's very simple. And if I do see them, I'm going to ignore them, because you didn't follow my instructions. That's about that. So, yes. Enjoying Chronicles a lot. Not enjoying the fact I wasn't in the credits. Methinks there be some sort of conspiracy, for at one point I most certainly was, and then somebody removed me. Dun dun dun! So I have an enemy at Sega, someone who's trying to undermine me. Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, well, I was a bit cheesed off with that. I better be ruddy unleashed, I'll tell you that. Otherwise, you know, there'll be some scene to. Or something. But yeah, I know people have been a bit, what's it about, the music and etc, you know. The way I looked at it was that it's, you know, it's kind of back to the way the music was. You know, really simple music. Like you can't say I want it back to the way it was and not have the music the same way, you know. Yeah, so some of the tracks are a bit strange, some of the tracks are, you know, whatever. I did not sound like Shadow. Hypersonic. Not sound like Shadow at all. But that's close to my SBO then, isn't it? And Echo Hawk's just joined the chat room, and JJ Forever has quit and rejoined, because JJ's like that. Yay. So, if you've got any questions, PM me. If you, or alternatively, you can send them to ReadyRedux@sonicrex.com, which I could probably go into. That would be a fantastic idea, you would have thought. You know, actually going into the email box and just seeing if there's actually any questions. I'm going to play some music now, because I've twittered for a while. Now, what music shall I have? I would like some Sonic Adventure 2, because someone mentioned it. And I would also like Won't Stop, Just Go for Green Forest. So I'm going to put that on and follow it up with something in a minute or so. So Won't Stop, Just Go for Green Forest from Sonic Adventure 2, and I'll see you after break. Okay, see ya. We'll be right back. Eddie Money with Two Tickets to Paradise, which you may recall from the K-Dust channel on the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. We're getting some questions in from the chat room. Hypersonic wants me to tell everyone all the things about Unleashed that could get me fired. Well, apparently, rumour has it, that at night Sonic's going to transform into some other creature. Don't know what that is, but apparently that's a big, big secret, and nobody knows about it. Rory asks, Rory Coon asks if he can borrow my copy of Chronicles once I've completed it. No. I'm still playing it. I'm playing it. Irvine makes a point that the remix tunes are worse than their original counterparts, which I kind of agree with, I must say. He also said... he also says, would you say Dreadnought's advice on mentioning tits every 5 minutes in your show is a good advice to get more listeners? I don't know. The only way to get more listeners, it's all very well be saying that every 5 minutes, but, you know, it doesn't get more listeners. Only the people who are listening in already get that. So, it's not really that beneficial. But what do I know? He's Dreadnux, you know. He's Dread. Nice to see him in the chat room, actually, and doing, and actually, you know, being on his site. All good. All nice and working. SMX Sonic says, is there going to be a Chronicles skin anytime soon? Which I'm assuming you're talking about Sonic Rex there. No, because that involves work. And I do enough work as it is. Speaking of work, at the moment I am doing is going through, even on the weekend, going through all the text for what will be the first phase of Sonic City, as all of you I'm sure know by now. A new splash screen went up for Sonic City, and I sort of announced that it was coming and gave you some kind of ideas about what's going on and is going to be in it, if only vague ones. So, as I'm going, there's an awful lot of text, frankly. This is mainly due to the fact that, a lot of the text has got to be rewritten. It doesn't have to be rewritten, but a lot of the descriptive pages for the archive, the games section, was shit, frankly. And they needed a bit of a reworking. Adventure 2's one was really bad. It told you nothing, really. It was just like, oh, Sonic bursts out into a new full 3D sequel to Sonic Adventure. And it's really cool, and there's this dark hedgehog there, and it's, yeah, okay, now tell the people a bit more about the story. Nothing. Fine, thank you very much indeed. So there was literally nothing, by the way, of the Did You Know facts, or anything. It was just really bad. So that's been rewritten. All the really bad ones are obviously the ones that I had no sort of influence on beforehand, so I'm taking the opportunity to make them all nice and better. We can rebuild it. Makes them bigger, stronger, faster, bionic eye. I was going to ask, does anyone know when the Western Unleashed page is coming? You and me both. I was like, you and me both. It's overdue. Should we put it that way? It's overdue. It's overdue and people are losing patience about it. Especially me. But it should be... hopefully it'll be next week, I would have thought. At the moment there is severe danger, I think, of possibly some kind of Black Knight page materialising before there's a before there's an Unleashed page. It has been the problem with it's taking so long is because we've got the Sonic Team SOJ working so hard on getting the game ready. They're sort of not really responding when we want assets. You know, it was like, we need to advertise, but we need to get the website ready. We need to get the website ready. Yeah, in a minute. One second. Yeah, no, seriously, we need the assets. No, just a minute. But patience, okay, patience. Says a code jump. Where's that camera going? No, the camera's going the wrong way. Fix this by doing that. Yeah, it's working now. Sorry, you want assets, don't you? It's over there somewhere in the filing cabinet. That's a pretty good summary, actually. so we're just waiting on that now. We're hopefully going to have a community day for it. And I'm going to guess that's appearing... No, early November. It's going to be occurring early November, most likely. And I don't know who's going to come to that at the moment, because some of the usual people are going to be out and about, and not. We'll see who it got, anyway. But yeah, so I've been putting together all this text for Phase 1. And it does include all the games. And when I say all the games, I do mean all the games. And this involves obviously a lot of extra writing. Some of the facts were really, really poor. So what I'm going to offer today is anyone who's listening, and anyone specifically who is in the chat room, some sort of prize! It's a prize, as in merchandise. Merchandise prize things. Unfortunately, people who are going out with the DJ are not allowed to win, so they shouldn't bother. This is what I want, okay, from you guys. I want some kind of fantastical fact that I can put in to the Sonic City webpage onto the do you know facts. So I would want you to PM me or actually send an email to radioredux@sonicrex.com, which I'm now going to type at sonicrex.com. So, I want you to send me a fact about a Sonic game. I would prefer it if it was about Chronicles, or alternatively Unleashed, or, you know, something that's interesting. Some kind of fact. So, a fact about the game Ice Fox, not just a fact that I can put in the site. You know, African swallows have a wingspan of approximately 6 inches. Nobody cares, okay, about that. That's not going to work very well. So I want you guys to email me facts that are really, really cool about any Sonic game. And the best one that I think, you know, will be facts about what, like a glitch. Well, I'm not going to put glitches in, am I? Yeah, I'm going to put every single glitch in the game. Fans were disappointed when on the So I want you guys just to supply me a fact, and I will send you a pack. So the person I choose as the best one at the end of the show will win a pack of Sonic Chronicles styluses, or stylus eye. And it has to be a true fact. None of this BS about Tails in Spanish being a vixen or anything like that. No, nothing like that. I want a proper fact, something you've maybe discovered in the game or anything about the game. SMX points out AEK works for Sega, as in... email us, and the best one will win a pack of Sonic Chronicles styluses. Stick around, because I'll need to ask for your address. So, we have some more... we do have some more questions. Echo Hawk asks, do you hate horseback riding now because of me? No, the horse I rode hates horseback riding now because of you. That sums that up. SMX asks, how's Timmy? He's fine. Earthheart says, says about the Sonic 2 hidden level select cheat, mimicking the day of release of Sonic 2, which is fair enough, the Sonic Tuesday cheat. And I do actually have some questions in the Radio Redux inbox, as it happened. SMX actually says, Sup AK, do you have any idea why the IRC is leaving? The reason why the IRC is leaving is actually on the top. It's on the top in the little subject header, so I'm going to just drag this along and read it out. Why are we moved? It says, XIRC was going to poop down to two servers, increasing amounts of net splits, etc., etc., and death. Yes, I gathered that was the entry for my competition, Earthheart. Yes, the styluses are Amy, Sonic, and Eggman. As apparently there are a couple of things. Yes, I work for Sega. Well done, people. It's very good. Let's have some more music, then, while you think of stuff. Now, anyone got a request? Shutting up isn't valid. I'll wait for the questions to come in, all the requests. Nobody wants some music. Okay, so in which case I'm going to just choose some music on my own. Aha. Let's have something from Need for Speed Underground, because I'm in the mood for some EA class rubbish. Bum, 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 bum. Let's have And the Hero Will Drown by Story of the Year. So that's coming up for you next, and then we'll have somebody's request after that. If not, we'll have some more Need for Speed Underground. This one's actually from the first Need for Speed Underground, as it turns out. So, Story of the Year, And the Hero Will Drown. Angsty. We'll be right back. if nobody does this for the Rex Factor this year, I'm going to be very disappointed in all of you. Okay? Oh, it's a windy and sunny day, and I can hear the birds and the fish away. The past weeks have been gone by so fast. It's all the same old bright, steady, shining sun. I have a feeling it's gonna be a birthday. Oh, it's a windy and sunny day. The many summers and many great days. Yes, it's another trouble-free day. Our playground's so used to sweet on the way. Telling me that isn't telling me that Lazy Days Living in Paradise is not a duet. Yes, it is, quite clearly. Anyway, so we have actually had some kind of a fact sent in. In fact, we've had a couple now. Hooray! CI50 at TSS says, did you know when you're stronger than the creature in Sonic Chronicles, when you beat them, they'll only give you 10 experience points, which is fair enough. It's a that's a pretty good fact. It's true. Certainly later on down the line, you'll find that you get no XP at all. More or less. In Sonic Chronicles, the new character in there, Shade, is spoiler. Spoiler sends the Twilight Cage. Meets Sonic in the team in Blue Ridge Zone and runs off to get the Master Emerald with 11 on Roman numeral of 11 on Angel Island. That's from Cosmo 915. Yeah, that's very good. That's probably gonna be in the main description. But yes, that's very true again. Strong bad contest thing, whatever. It says in Sonic 1, 2, 3, and K, due to the engine, a massive speed boost is gained by jumping in the second half of the loop downwards. A similar technique can be used at the beginning of a loop to bypass the first uphill run, speeding up by a few frames. Using these techniques, it's possible to get 24 seconds on Green Hill Zone. In Sonic Adventure, you can stop a spin dash and then start one up again by hitting the spin dash button twice quickly. This is nearly two times as fast as standard running. So good one. Also in Sonic Adventure, you can jump before a loop starts to jump to the end of the loop. Also, Rouge's boobs are bigger in the Japanese version of Sonic X. Fun fact. This is Strong Bad, by the way, he says. Wouldn't know that from Strong Bad as it being from, and Strong Bad being in the Gmail address. Never have guessed. Here's me thinking it was Flyby Fox. But yeah, there's some very good ones there, Strong Bad. Strong Bad possibly in the lead at the moment. Strong Bad obviously wants those statuses. If you want those statuses, send in to Radio Redux. Radio, R-E-D-U-X, at sonicrex.com. You've got a little while longer. I'm running on for a bit today. But then again, I'm over again for, 49 minutes anyway, so, you know, not the full hour yet, we've got some time left. Some people in the IRC chat room had some various things, or various requests. The previous music, by the way, after the Hero Would Drown, we had Emerald Hill 2 player mode. And then we had, obviously, Lazy Days Living in Paradise, Big the Cats Theme. Big the Cats Theme. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Death and Destruction. SMX says, I want a suggestion. Should I do this as a duet with a Sonic character, or should I do it solo? You should do it as a duet with somebody else who is real, SMX. That's the whole point of this one. If you're going to do it, you know, well, if you're going to be in only the All-Stars have to duet this time around in the Rex Factor. I just want sort of people who you don't normally work with in the community, get in contact with them, strike up new friendships, and gosh darn it, big, have a great, great time! Mm-hmm. So... Yeesh, Echo Hawk says, fact, SO2, the bounce bracelet is faster than running down the wall on the Escape from the City mission. Again, that's a very good fact. But I told you, you're DQ'd, you're not allowed. Nathan Speed must say Froggy, apparently. Go on, nobody's stopping you. Oh dear. Anybody got any more questions? Actual questions as opposed to, you know. Actually, if you just, obviously on Ponce Stars as well, the original international versions of Sonic 1 are identical, but a follow-up version was soon released in Japan in which the clouds and the title screen and Green Hill scroll from right to left. Very quickly as it happens as well. That's, again, another good fact. Any more facts? Any more facts? Ooh. Do you have a fact? I have a fact. The fact of the matter is that apparently Echo Hawk's always so unloved. She's more loved than she knows. Apparently, Strong Bad says that fact is erroneous, and that running down the hill after spin dash is the same speed as bouncing. I demand that somebody goes and does some kind of speed time trial test to check out the validity of that fact. Zwift has a Sonic Advance 3 fact. This better be good. Come on, Zwift. You can do it. It's more boasting. Boasting's not a fact. Tails and Cream in a team suck. That's a fact. Poor Cream. Has anyone else, incidentally, done what I've done in my second go and told Cream to go home? I'm just interested, anyone who's played Sonic Chronicles, has anyone told Cream, insisted that Cream has to go home? Because, as far as I'm aware, Cream's the only one that, you might be able to do this with Omega as well, and not go for Omega. But, I might insist that you go without Omega, but, you can actually, when you find Cream, you can, you sort of say, Cream says, can I come with you now? And Amy's all, oh, go on, she can carry things. But it was the thing with, but you can sort of say, no, go home. And after like the second attempt, to start like insisting, no, sorry, you're too young. I know you've been on these adventures before, which was obviously when you were much younger, and you've obviously grown up now, and you've got this chow that you can throw at people. But sorry, you've got to go home. This is no place for the likes of you. The likes of you, says I. And then Cream goes home, and I don't think you can get her back at any point. Vegeta did on the first occasion, which I don't blame him at all in the slightest. Fuhad said, I remember the Sonic Advance 3 beta. I was expecting you to sort of go off into some sort of rambling, I remember the days. I remember the Sonic Advance 3 beta. We didn't use rings back in those days. We used acorns painted gold. With a slight sheen on them. You have to polish them for 3 hours straight. I've got arthritis in my wrists now, because which I blame Sega for it all. Anyone else got any facts? Earthheart says, does Cream cry if he tells her to go home? No, she's accepting of the situation. It upsets Amy a bit. Because she was sort of looking forward to sort of hanging out with her bunny buddy again. But no, Cream sucks it up. Sucks it up, that's fine. If you insist, Sonic, I'll go home. I wish you all luck. And she goes on a merry way. But oddly enough, the gold star doesn't disappear. The gold star for when the mission is doesn't disappear. So it just sort of lets you know, you missed out there. Silly. So I'm not sure if you can do that with Omega, because you can go to leave without Omega, and then Shadow gets all pissy. But I'm not sure if you can insist to Shadow that you got to go on alone. Because I'm just wondering, if you did insist that you go on alone, it would be interesting to know if you lose Shadow as well, because Shadow is only in the group to find Omega and dish out some vengeance. So if you want to leave without Omega, Shadow might stay behind as well. Huh. Interesting. So, as I've said, it's possible to pass Chaos Angel Act 3 in less than a minute. Yes, but presumably only if you take some kind of, diuretic. Or something like that. Anyway. Strong Bear says, hello, Chemical Plant Zone. I didn't realise Chemical Plant Zone was listening in its entirety. That's quite funny. Any more? Yes, and of course, as soon as the word cream escapes anyone's lips, everyone has to start talking about Sonic porn. Ah, dear. Any more questions and any more facts? Oh, we've had more facts. There's facts everywhere. Cosmo-15, who I think is Ice Fox. I think. Yes, that'd be it. Icewax. It's only a question of intro on Babylon Garden stage. Babylon Garden stage? Blaze doesn't get hurt by fire, but Sonic gets harmed unless in Burst Red. Yes, Blaze is not hurt by fire because... That's a good point, actually, to add into the Rush games, actually, that Blaze is invulnerable to fire due to her nature. She cannot be harmed by flames. So that's a good one. That's good. That's more the character ones. We'll see. I still think Strong Bad wheels out the old Tails miles per hour one, and therefore fails. I like that one at the moment. I think you might be in the lead at the moment, Icebox. Icebox has said the same one again. We've got a question now from CLI50 Horse says, did you know that when you collect all the rings in one stage of Sonic Adventure 2, you will earn a perfect from rings, which will make you an A rank without a sweat? Good luck collecting all the rings in Sonic Adventure 2 level. Also, there's a request for his world, Zebrahead version. And location, I've sent you that, haven't I? I've sent you that link. I'll send you it again, though, because, you know, why not? Whoops. Reply. Copy. Paste. Send. Mail. Done. No more questions, none of that. Let's have some more music for Epic Wins. Somebody, I think Echo was saying about having some Shadow on, why not Shadow the Hedgehog? Something that's never really play that. I want to play one of the events, actually. Those are pretty good. No, we're going to play one of the events, which is No Way Out. And then, because it was asked, Zebrahead with his world. Hoo-ha. Alright, so I'm going to let these play, and then come back, and hopefully I'll make some kind of decision regarding... You know, things. Actually, Rory has come up with a fantastic little detail one. Yes, and I'll play the new Venture remix as well. How about that? So that'll go on after. That'll go on then after. Oops. Zebrahead. New Venture, Surfing RSA. Right, so, loads of tracks. You have exactly, I don't know, 7 minutes 28 seconds in order to get any more mails in, any more ideas for possible inclusion in the facts for Sonic City. So, 7 minutes 28 seconds. Your time starts now. We'll be right back. Apparently I am some kind of Decepticon, because people are unclear on who's in the lead at the moment. Ice Fox is in the lead at the moment, in terms of facts. However, I have had some more sent in. Rurikun says, my fave minor detail is the inclusion of the character profiles in Sonic Jam, which mentioned already that Tails loves mint chocky chip ice cream. Who the fuck doesn't? That's very true. Also, one of the early prototype background music samples for Satam was a blatant ripoff of the Indiana Jones theme music. It's not for a game, but still some funky shears. He also says the Chronicles concept art reminds him very strongly of the Satam concept art as well. I'll take your word for that. That's an interesting thing. Earthheart says, will Sonic City have copies of the calendar wallpaper? Sonic City will have some sort of wallpapers. They may even be calendar ones, but they will not be rebranded Sonic Central ones. Sonic City one, channel. City, channel, whatever. They will not be rebranded ones. I want my own ones. Thank you very much indeedy. Namespeed says, hey, how do you respond to an update on your site Sonic Rex claiming that Marine released the Sonic Chronicles ROM dump? My Riz would like to know. And by Riz, I mean the dead guy in my closet who tried to kill me in my sleep. Note the tried. I would like to respond by saying that, as usual, Marine is no longer with us. She is now a fancy hat that is perched on Blaze's head. As you'll see in the artwork for the next Sonic Rush game called Sonic Rush Skinners, she's no longer with us. She can put her shrimp on the Barbie and rack off Bounce and whatever else she wants to do. She's dead. Echo Hawk says, hey UK, were you paying? Where's my Shadow of the Hedgehog music? It was the first track that was played. It was the No Way Out event music. Thank you very much indeed. Might have said Sonic the Hedgehog event now, but it's from Shadow of the Hedgehog. And then we had Zebra Head, which was his world from Sonic 06, and then a new adventure, Surfing SRA from Sonic Rush Adventure. So, yeah. Galaxy Man says, that's no good! 8 billion times. Therefore he fails. Steve joins, Steve leaves. We'll hopefully be able to tell you who has won the Black Knight Art Contest soon. As I said, I'm waiting for SOJ to get back and confirm, yes, all the winners are okay. Let's go to the mail and we'll see who has won. But I'm pretty certain there'll be some left in the message boards. And in fact, it's the same three people again. Oh dear. Icefox says, Tails in the Sonic game has about a 7 second flight time, but Cream has an approximately 6 second flight time but gets more height faster. That's a good one. It's Icefox again. So Icefox, looking like those, looking at those styluses that are going somewhere. Roughly around his place. In the events of Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic Satam and Sonic Underground, Sonic was voiced by J.L. White, the same person that played Steve Urkel from Family Matters. Boring! So, another fact, Sonic's codename when he was in development was Mr. Needlemouse. Oh, and he's announced in the arcade game Daytona USA on the easy track, you see his face on the mountain the fourth term. Sonic in the comic series was known to have Sonic Acorn, Mean the Mongoose, and Fiona the Fox as girlfriends at one time or another. During the relationship of Sonic and Fiona, Tails grew to have a crush on Fiona. In Sonic Fighters, Amy wasn't really supposed to be there. A character named Rosie the Cat was, but was swapped for by Amy at the last minute. It's not quite true. Strong Bad wants more stuff. The Pilot NTSC version of the Mega Drive / Genesis ran at different speeds, making 19 seconds on Green Emerald Green Hill Zone 1 and Green Hill Zone 1 impossible in the PAL versions. She's Strong Bad, I think, has the lead again. Sci-Fish says, in Sonic CD, once you get all the time stones, every single level will have a good future automatically, which again is very true. However, I like Strong Bad's one. Strong Bad is back in the lead. Is there anyone else who has some form of fact? Sonic-based fact. Let's check the... Stiv now finally tunes in. You're a bit late and about to close the damn thing. But hi. Icefox, hang on, I'm typing. Icefox says, tell me when you've posted that then. What's going on? Echo Hawk says, play something I actually recognise. You should be more, you should listen to all the music a bit more then, and you'll recognise it all. I'll tell you what, just for you, because you're complaining, I'll play another track from Shadow to play us out, along with something weird, something or the other. Let's see what we got here. To play us out, we're going to have Death Ruins from Shadow to Hedgehog. And I want Natural Music Track. There's some kick-ass rock to play us out. The one only Motorhead. Yeah. So those are our tracks we got left. Anyone else got anything else to say? No. This is fact, confirmed by several people in Sonic Stadium and myself. Nudging cartridge on Sonic 3D on the Mega Drive takes you to the level select screen. Right. Right, more people of things. Right. Apparently, Sonic introduces the hard mode in the new Samba for the Wii. I did not know that. It's very interesting, Earthheart. Still not as good as, I'm afraid Stormbass in lead. Mr. Raccoon says, the Guinness World Record won at SOS wasn't really the fastest time. In online speedrun communities, the record has been beaten for a long time. Yes, B-Man does speedrun support to me. Yes, but it's not an official one, because nobody from Guinness was there. There's no way of telling if it wasn't tool assisted or not. A valid point though. Valid point from Mr. Raccoon, right. Yes, hang gliders suck in a Sonic game, that's very true. That's another one that's gone through. Any more? Strong Bad's, because Strong Bad just wants stuff. It's like freeze competition mode, Tails cannot fly, Knuckles cannot glide, the speed and other attributes for each is the same as in one player mode. However, because of this, Tails the difference that the other two don't. You can jump higher, this makes 22 seconds on Chrome Gadget possible, than it was with Sonic or Knuckles. Also, when you hit a balloon after hitting the jump button in Madeira's Tails, falling but the flying animation is still going, you get a rapid boost upwards. This cuts time in Balloon Park by about 3 to 4 seconds. And in Carnival Night Zone, Act 2 of Sonic 3, there are 8 rings that are invisible, and 2 that are nearly impossible to get. These are only possible to get using various engine exploits. Getting these 8 rings is the only way to get a perfect ring bonus in that zone. So, right, you have exactly 5 seconds to go, I have something... If you have something to say, and you've got a fact... You have exactly 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cease. I'm now looking in the email box. If there's not one there, there is. Ooh. It's from Ice Fox, and he says, in the comic Mobius, 25 years later, Tails is married to Mina the Mongoose and have 2 children. Tails only turns to a super form of the Super Emeralds in Sonic 3, and Sonic 3 Knuckles, and he's called Turbo Tails. It's very good, but I fear that the winner... Oh, hang on, Earthfart's saying that. I thought they're saying 5 seconds doesn't work if there's a 15 second delay on radio. Well, tough. I just randomly go, okay. Oh, good, you thought like Knuckles at the final boss, you can debug my Minus Knuckles Blue or something. I don't know. I don't know. But, unfortunately, why is Echo being so nasty to me? Unfortunately, guys, I will have to announce that Strong Bad is the winner. So, congratulations, Strong Bad. I'm sure I should... Hang on. So organized. Ah, screw it. I can't be bothered. If you don't want to play the stupid fanfare, then never mind. Right. Come on, wretched thing. There we go. So, congratulations to Strong Bad. Strong Bad, as you have my email address anyway, you need to email me your address so I can actually, you know, send said status out to you. Okay? So, yeah, that's the end of the show, I think. Fair enough. Thanks to everyone for listening in, even if you were busy arguing, which you normally are, so there. Is there a second place prize? No, there isn't, unfortunately. Oh, dear. But so as a final thank you to all those in the IRC chat room, so Slith, Xbox Prower, Vijay, Earthfart, Turbo, The Side, Tirasu, Dev, Staff, Os, Salty, Slayer, Rory, Risen, SD, Lowercast, Kitson, Kevin, Joe Forever, Icebox, Hypersonic, Hawks, Gerbilsoft, Galaxy Man, Flyfox Tails, Fuha, Echo Hawk, Strongbad, Rolcon, Flyby, MK, LSMK, Birdie, Dreadnoughts, Joshua, and a small robot in the corner. Thanks for everyone for listening in, as I said, and speak to you soon. In fact, I'll be here next week, so that's it. Off. I've been out trying UK. This has been Radio Redux Live. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.